gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why? Because it's the day before vacation. It's our last show before vacation.
And
school's out forever.
It's our last day in the studio.
Yeah, it was the ceremonially turning in of my security badge.
Yeah, let's burn this mother down.
I already took Stop it. He's going to get us removed by security.
That's Travis, by the way, T-Bone.
Clear Channel Security is going to be like pulling me out of here by the scruff of my neck like a kitten. But I'm still talking! Put me down. All right. Yes, this is our last day live in the studio here at K-Talk in Los Angeles.
That's right.
And we will do some amazing best ofs, year in review best ofs.
Absolutely.
For vacation week next week and New Year's. Mm-hmm. And then we will be back live on the air January 2nd, but not here in Mama's home studio, where there will be some new rules, the Queen's rules. I will be awoken. That you will have duties. Travis is here. Jim, of course, is not, because he's late. He will continue to be late.
Of course.
At the new studio, where he has 7 feet to walk to get from my driveway into my home studio. Right. Okay. So, Travis, associate producer, phone screener, I am preparing your gnome closet for you.
He knows my way around.
Yes. Chris LeBoy, executive producer, is here. There will be new rules in the new studio. So I will be awoken every morning in the manner of Queen Elizabeth. You will come in. You consider yourself the footman, Travis. You will come in and just part the drapes slightly so that the light awakens Mama gently.
There is no light.
There is no light at the time we wake up. Ever.
Listen, you figure out how to get it done.
Your job is to go outside and shine a light in the windows.
A flashlight.
There's light.
You, Chris, you will bring Mama coffee. It'll be your job to make the coffee.
Cream and sugar or black
yes,
like your men?
Yes.
Like your men.
Strong and dark
warrior.
Like my men?
Yes.
Jim will serve me a single crumpet on a little tiny silver platter and speak to me as the queen.
With a doily.
Right.
Yes. On the plate.
Max and Fred will pretend to be corgis. And then, when I come downstairs, when the show begins at 6 a.m. Pacific...
Let's get one thing straight and we'll get along fine. My entrance. Lights first, then music, then the door, then the carpet. If a mistake is made, someone's head will roll. Would you like to guess whose?
Mm-hmm. That'll be you. Your head.
Great, thanks.
Your head. Off with your head.
Since the executive is before the producer, that would be me.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I think there's something to that caller who said they wanted to see you descend the staircase because you could actually shoot a camera
right
through that doorway
right
as you walk down the stairs into the studio every morning in a long flowing
right
gown.
Although, as you know, that's kind of a narrow thing. So if I'm going to do the Carol Burnett thing with the curtain rod, I probably will get stuck in the hall and then you will need to dislodge me and carry me down the stairs.
You're against
the comedy.
To do this?
Right. And maybe there could be some sort of thing where you guys all carry me like Madeline Kahn.
In a sedan chair?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Can you all please step on the same foot at the same time?
I'm thinking
my
one of those...
are falling off.
One of those stairwell chairs that just lowers you
yeah
down.
Yeah, like Livia Soprano.
Right. We may have to go with the Livia Soprano, because Mama's getting on in years. So when you hear the... everyone will stand at attention. Like, oh, Mama's come.
It's making her grand, but slow, entrance.
It's the sound of your hip breaking on the way down the stairs.
Right, and then when I get to the bottom, and of course the chair will eject me onto the
right
floor. Or I will just stumble drunkenly down the stairs and, yes. And then that will be your job then to, at that point, pick me up like a kitten by the scruff of the neck.
And mop up the vomit.
Right, right. Yes. So that's the only, you know, rejoiner about the, you know, in case I am not in my bed, then all the rules change. Then you just need to find which heating grade I'm on and gently lift me like a kitten by the neck.
I'm still waiting for you to just pass out on your desk so the wake up in the morning is when we get there. We're just like,
right,
talk.
That could be, and that saves you a lot of steps.
Yes.
Then I'm just at the desk. You just need to deposit me into the other chair in front of the microphone.
We'll do the show Weekend at Bernie's style.
It'll be, yeah, total Weekend at Bernie's.
Good
just
morning,
kind of,
Jim.
Just kind of move your jaw. Oh, open and close.
Flappy, flappy,
yeah,
flappy.
When she wakes up, she's like, why is the back of my head so sore? Who's been pulling my hair?
Travis, stop pulling my hair! It should only happen during sex. At least tell me I'm pretty. Oh, queen music, please. Jim, you're late. You've missed your rules. In the new studio, in the new year. Why am I talking like the queen?
I have no idea.
Everyone's job will be to wake me gently, like the queen, and you shall serve me a crumpet as the queen.
On a silver platter with a small doily.
Are there any large
don't
doilies?
Don't forget the doily. And then Travis said, we'll have a chore wheel.
Downstairs, well, everyone will. Head will roll.
Right. Since our workplace will now be my home,
right.
You will have chores. Taking out the trash, cleaning, washing
turn,
the coffee
it's
pot.
My turn to do it, right?
Cleaning up dog poo.
Right.
Emptying the dishwasher.
I'm just going to, it'll be like Tom Sawyer, I'll gradually trick you into doing
right.
more chores. You're like, how is this related to the studio? You just shush.
Why do I have to
it
whitewash this
It goes to mama's
fence.
State of mind. I don't understand why we need to build a shed. What?
Okay. That's like justifying a tax write-off. Justifying your crew doing your chores for you. In the most roundabout way possible.
Travis is out there with a leaf blower.
Yeah.
You're going to save money by getting rid of the maid, aren't you?
Jim's cleaning the pool and a thong. Wait a minute.
Leaf
what the
blower
hell?
At 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, guess what I did yesterday?
What?
I ran into boy band.
Really?
Oh. Special guest star?
And I had a delightful little chat with him about his barky dog.
Oh.
I said, you know, I'm starting in the new year. My studio's going to be right there. Just curious what... What's, could the dog be maybe inside, you know, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific? And he said, why, of course.
Computer says yes.
So we'll see how that goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller.
And then Max and Fred will
60%
right, sure.
more dog barking in the new show. Because, well, because Fred's a little barky, too.
Well, he answers the dog from next door. You know, the dog
right.
barks questions, Fred
right.
answers.
Right. I just have to had a handyman fix the wood between our houses because he's... He's trying to get into my house, and he keeps bashing through the fence and breaking it. And we keep trying to fix it. And
what, barky
like,
dog next door?
Barky dog is trying to live with me. And he's like, so we will also hear someone bashing through a fence while we're...
Hey, what's going on over there? You guys doing a radio show? What's going on? What, huh? What's going on?
You know, I don't know if the new show will be better, but it will be noisier. We can.
Oh, good.
It'll be a lot louder. We can promise that.
And what day is garbage day?
Garbage day is Friday.
Friday, okay. Mm-hmm. So Friday, we can look forward to that.
Yep.
Okay. What time do the trucks get there?
Well, three separate ones, as you know,
right.
in L.A. Recycling, you know, outdoor, you know.
Composting.
Right.
Yeah.
And then regular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
So we'll get the timing down. And we'll just try to not schedule guests during those.
They'll arrive at 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah. That'll be the time that we finally get Hillary on the show.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Hillary.
So you were just you picked my show to tell me, are you going to run for? Okay, you got to go now. All right. Well, bye. I'm so honored.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, I am going to.
You're such a turkey.
Garbage disposal. Oh, you know, what's that thing called? The vacuum. Oh, everyone wants what do you call it? You know,
central vacuum system?
Yeah, like a demonstration of the central vacuum.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Right, which is also dangerously close to the studio. I would like to announce that... All right. Hey, Jim. It's the ceremonially... Never mind.
Yes, leave your security badge behind.
Give your security badge.
Right. Although, how are you guys going to get out of the the garage?
Oh, we can't get out of the garage. No.
Oh!
That's right.
I'll have to meet you at
the
driveway.
I'll just use it and I'll just throw it back in here. Here! I can't believe we're still on the air. We probably aren't. Okay.
I guess we could leave it with the attendant.
No.
No?
No.
All right.
We didn't even think of that. All right. Well, you know what? I'm just gonna smash through it. What do I care?
You know what? Either Tony or Craig is going to be there on the first day, so we can just give it to them. They can bring it back
true.
Here.
That's
so,
true.
Hold on to it, please.
That's true. Right. I'm just going to smash through the woods.
We're having a meeting here on the air.
We're just taking its housekeeping. I have to take my box with me.
You do.
I got to pack my box.
That would be probably the first time since, what, the 70s that someone's packed your box?
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be chock full.
What? What?
All right. Listen, we do need to, speaking of housekeeping, we need to thank all the fine American listeners. This is really incredible, this free speech TV mm-hmm. campaign, and a real boink poke in the eye to the corporate media, may I just say. We're at almost $95,000 to bring Mama and the Mooks to...
We're over $95,000
now. Yeah, we got it. And it's only 42 hours to go, I believe.
Yeah, amazing.
And it's you know, it's a write-off, because it's free speech TV. It's, you know...
It's a write-off, and we're at the end of the year.
Hello.
It's a Christmas
charity,
miracle.
Please. Charity, please. Anyway, but it is amazing, and we will be on Free Speech TV in the new year. Mm-hmm. You know, technically, we don't know. January, we're hoping for January
6th.
6th, yeah.
Maybe the 8th.
January 2nd, we'll be back live on the radio.
Right.
Anyway, thank you, and go help, Mommy. Help, Mommy. Please. It's awesome. It brings you, you know, Bill Press and Amy Goodman and Tom Hartman.
Yep.
And then Mama and the Mooks. We will be the Fruity Pebbles of the Free Speech lineup.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're low on IQ there, aren't we?
Only six vitamins and minerals. The others have all the fiber.
But
and
we
the,
taste good.
Yeah, we do. We're fun.
You can get your nutrition from Tom Hartman.
Sure.
That's not my
bag.
We're
this breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. The high fructose corn syrup is us.
We're all there. Right. Speaking of the year in review, let's say thank you to our good friend Rocky Mountain Mike and a little Best of Rocky Mountain.
I'm deploying the passenger side airbag. Hold on.
Carlos, danger man. He's taking wiener pictures and using a big name.
Aspersions on my asparagus.
Aspersions on my asparagus. His name is Rudy Gomer, and he don't even try. The short of a loan, he's a couple bricks shy. He's my little douchebag. He don't know a whole lot.
Silverfox, come back. What is that?
But then I saw his race. Now I'm a G-bagger. The government snooping, you see, on my grandfather and me. Come on, make your money from guns.
Our prices and our product are insane.
Whether in a group or all alone, everything's better when you have your own drone from City. Lindsey Graham's up.
They say I won't stay in a world with blue dolls.
Today, Mitch McConnell stopped the bill to fix my aging crappy bridge.
So when you're settling in with our award-winning service and a strange, bi-curious middle-aged woman offers to shove her tongue down your throat, sit back and enjoy the ride. It's something special in the air.
I'm taking advantage of the
last few. You can't do that when the
camera's. The last few moments were not on camera.
Never make that face ever
really,
again.
Really disgusting gestures with my tongue. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number up the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Screech from Saved by the Bell is playing in Yankton.
Yeah.
All right. Chris and Yankton would like me to get Roland on getting a section liberal tour going.
Okay.
In Yankton.
And the Screech can play Yankton.
Where's that? South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah.
On it. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Got a couple of those terrific $50 gift certificates to Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers for the best calls today.
Yeah.
Alisa in Vermont, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Alisa.
Good morning, Mama. How are you?
Hello, baby.
I would like to be the official doily crocheter of the Stephanie Miller Show.
And we are in need of doilies for Mama's crumpet.
I know. heard that, and I have the perfect one already crocheted. I just need to know where to send it.
Okay, Travis, we'll give you that information. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. I would love for you to have it.
All right.
And you need to come to Vermont, please.
Okay, I will. I will. I will take that under advisement.
In the
Thank
summer.
You. Yes, perhaps.
Right. Vermont's lovely in the summer.
Right, and somebody said I need the Downtown Abbey downstairs bells. I need a little
Downtown, not Downtown Abbey.
Downtown.
Downtown Abbey?
I never watched it. I'm told it's quite popular.
Downton Abbey.
Right.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Jim.
Hmm?
Who said free speech is endangered species, those intolerance hating and taking on Duck Dynasty patriarch for voicing personal opinion take on us all?
Molly Ivins.
Wow, that was the worst guess ever. Jim, you get a $50 gift card. I know you don't. That was Caribou Barbie.
Yeah,
that
obviously.
Was, right. Right.
She's the anti-Molly Ivins.
What? Why? I just was saying to you before the show, Chris, why does she think she has to talk about everything or everyone wants to know?
Also, to me, here, listen to me, doc, voice, talk. I do. Words come out. Out they come. Words, here they are. Listen, for I am talking. And blah, blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Seriously? Why does she think everyone cares what she thinks of everything?
Well, quotation marks should go around thinks.
I'm still, I mean, if she's sticking up for these guys' free speech rights, I'm still waiting for her to stick up for Martin Bashir's free speech rights.
Yeah, what's curious that? It's curious the kind of layers of hypocrisy.
Oh, that's different because he's an Arab.
He's not Indian. Oh,
what's the difference?
Oh, little dumber girl. Okay, here she is on the whole.
This is all about freedom, free speech. Yeah. You know, so many American families have spilled blood and treasure to
guarantee
Phil Robertson and everybody else's right to voice their personal opinions.
What?
And once that freedom is lost, Sean, everything is lost in our country.
Oh, he was totally free to speak his mind.
And
he did speak his mind. Nobody kept him from doing it.
This is not the First Amendment. The government is not squelching his freedom of speech. A&E is choosing to not be associated with it. Oh, God. By the way, good catch there, Jim. I guess she means liquid treasure?
Sure.
That we...
No, sell the treasure.
Well, that's what I consider a really good Chardonnay. And listen, I understand about
that floor cleaner.
Spilling and the spilling of the treasure.
Floor cleaner, liquid gold, you know, they make that.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe she meant that.
Liquid gold.
What the? Shut the front door.
Oh, that's spilled treasure everywhere. You can't even see Russia from it because it's all spilled treasure.
Wiley in North Carolina. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Wiley.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Why is it that the political leaders that are waddling into the Duck Dynasty controversy on the subject of the employers disciplining its employees on their views on gays and lesbians, the same political leaders of the states that allow employees to discriminate, to discipline their employees on their views on gay and lesbians?
Yeah. And aren't they the whole personal responsibility party? So what, you have no responsibility for what you say? There's consequences to what you say?
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. By the way, has anyone asked Daffy Duck what he thinks about the Duck Dynasty? I would much rather hear what he has to say.
It's hard and despicable.
Yeah, I'd rather hear what he has to say than Sarah Palin.
Oh, sure. No. Not this time.
Okay. Yeah.
Shoot me now. Shoot me now.
Our friend Dean Oblada Obladai.
Yes.
He wrote a good piece about this. The Right's Duck Dynasty hypocrisy. Conservatives think people should be held responsible for their actions until one of their own has to pay a price for their bigoted views.
Right.
Bam. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Who was no more than two. She stared at the Grinch and said,
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree?
Because I'm a foster.
He like the Grinch's dog and his sled getting out of here today.
Yeah.
They'll never miss a few office supplies. Oh, I'm kidding. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Aw, fine American Darren from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Steph, Darren here wants to say how wonderful it is to help your show continue to be my morning way to hold on to my sanity. Saw you in 2004 in Boston and New York City, sexy liberal, and you kissed me in my wheelchair. I'll never forget that. I may never wash my face again. I don't recommend that. I mean, I do recommend kissing him. I just don't recommend not washing your face. Look, it's important to keep a presence for progressives on radio and television, so I was happy to contribute $250 to the cause. Best to the mooks. Keep up the fight against right-wing claptrap. Look forward to see you make waffles and comedy on Free Speech TV. Darren from Attleboro, my official Massachusetts angry black liberal on wheels. Awesome. Nicely done. Thank you, Darren. We appreciate it.
Have you heard the news? You can help the Stephanie Miller Show get back on TV.
Well, what?
Yeah. We can help the Stephanie Miller Show get back on TV.
Isn't that awesome?
Free Speech TV.
Help bring Stephanie to Free Speech TV.
Well, it's about time.
Break it down for mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go to Stephanie's Facebook page to find out how you can help bring Stephanie to Free Speech TV. This is going to be great.
Awesome.
Now I don't have to stare at the radio with my cats every morning. Sounds like my cats are happy, too.
Okay. All right, Audra in Minneapolis, you are a precious little pumpkin. Okay, lots of obviously news surrounding Duck Dynasty, the Olympics. Oh, and what did you say? Brian Boitano came out?
Yes.
Does Katie Lang know?
I think everybody knew.
What did Brian?
I mean,
what would Brian do?
Good for him. Good for
good
him.
Good for him, but I think
yes, he is also going to be in the Olympic delegation.
Yep.
All right. To talk to us about all that, our good friend.
He might be homosexual.
Okay. Speaking of whom, Matthew Breen from The Advocate, our good friend. Hello, Matthew. Good morning,
Hello.
Sir.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. First of all, let's talk Duck Dynasty guy. This is, it is hilarious, isn't it, the hypocrisy on the right with this kind of stuff?
Yeah,
you know,
like where do you start?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was quoting my friend Dean Abadala in The Daily Beast. He said, here's the thing. If you voice these, you can hate whoever you like in this country, right? You're free to do that. Here's the thing. If you voice those hateful views publicly, you'll be held accountable. I mean, that's, you know, he's not being held accountable by the government, right?
Right. And then you hear Bobby Jindal come out and say, you know, it's a shame that there's, you know, free speech and political correctness. You hear the same kind of thing from Sarah Palin when it comes to her war on Christmas. But, you know, whenever you hear free speech, political correct coming from the right, it just always sound like buzzwords to me for the license to reject the dignity and equality of your fellow humans. You know, you can't just say whatever you like and expect zero consequence for it.
But, and
know,
don't be saying I'm not judging you when, you know, he equates people having sex with animals is the same as sex between consenting gay adults, and then comparing gays to terrorists. You know, and then it's like, what? What did I say? I don't judge anyone.
Right. What? Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there are, of course, his racist comments. And then, I don't know if you've
yeah, apparently the slaves were really happy because they were singing. Oh, my God.
Right. Sure. And they got the nice boat ride over
here. Yeah, and because he didn't personally see any racism, Jim, apparently it never existed in America.
Yeah, his you know, the black workers on the farms never talked to him about it. I'm kind of shocked. That And then, of course, this TMZ uncovered this speech, this sermon. Did you guys talk about this yet?
No.
That Phil Robertson delivered to a congregation in Pennsylvania, and he was saying things like, women with women, men with men, they commit indecent acts with one another, and they receive in themselves the due penalty for their perversions.
Right.
Which is the end of the quote, which sounds to me like, you know, God gave you AIDS.
Right.
And he goes on to say, they're full of murder, envy, strife, hatred, they're insolent, arrogant God haters, they're heartless, they're faithless, they're senseless, they're ruthless.
But he's not judging. He's not judging.
Other than that,
he's just saying. He's just saying, right.
He's just saying.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it is incredible, you know, and we were saying, boy, Sarah Palin didn't stand up for Martin Bashir's First Amendment rights or Alec Baldwin's, or, I mean, it just did so.
Or the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you
know, imagine this big Venn diagram of people who are outraged by Phil Robertson being called out for his comments, and the people who screamed and yelled about the Dixie Chicks. There's a big overlap there, and a big, I think, inconsistency.
Well, and look at all the false analogies. Bobby Jindal comparing it to Miley Cyrus. It's like Miley Cyrus twerking is the same thing as calling a gay person a terrorist that likes to have sex with animals. Or what? I mean, what? You know.
Well, the twerking was kind of an abomination, but
yes, it was an abomination against I don't know. But you know, it's interesting. Somebody made this point in Salon, I think, today. Miley Cyrus gave youth-oriented MTV exactly what it wanted: controversy. And Phil Robertson gave A&E exactly what it didn't want: controversy. I mean, that's, you know, any employer's right to say we don't want to be associated with this view because of viewers, because of advertisers, right?
I think I think A&E really was very decisive and very clear in its response, which is great. I mean, they, you know, rightly or wrongly picked this family as the sort of all American, very folksy, homespun, I can't believe you said that, but not offensive type of, you know, family. And then you hear these really very, to my mind, anti-Christian, but also very anti-American statements coming out of his mouth. And the response is, that's not our brand. That's not what we're after. I think it was a really good decision. And it sounds like his Robertson's family is standing behind him. So who knows whether the show will ever go back on air.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Well, let's turn to the Olympics, because speaking of interesting stuff, I think this was such a really, I said yesterday, I love this statement. I really do. You know what I mean? This is not America. Our president is not going to your Olympics. Our vice president is not going for the first time ever. Here's who's going. Billie Jean King, another gay athlete, Brian Boyd, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a really elegant way of making that statement, don't you? Without, you know, punishing athletes that have been training for so many years.
It is it's a real statement. Anybody who claims that it's not is just sort of not seeing the forest for the trees here. It's fantastic, first off, that Brian Boitano came out. I think that we should all be very excited about that.
Yeah.
When anybody decides to come out, whatever their schedule is.
Right. Yeah, no, I was kidding because, we were saying it was like the Katie Lang. Kidding. Like, really? But, Matthew, look, I got criticized from when I came out by some people, you know? And you're right. You go, if you judge everyone on their particular process, no one will ever do it because, you know, it'll never be soon enough or it's, you know, to this or to that, right?
Yeah, it's a very personal decision, and I'm just thinking about the people who are making snarky comments on Facebook, on other, you know, media outlets, where that of course they knew, of course a lot of us know there are a lot of other figures we know who are, you know, gay that haven't talked about it publicly. But congratulations to him. But the statement about the delegation, very clear statement, very well played by the Obama administration, I think.
Yeah. Well, and we were saying it'll be interesting to see what happens. So what happens if they talk about being gay? Is, you know, Billie Jean King going in the gulag? And then, you know, as I said yesterday, Tennis Whites Are the New Black. Is there a new series in this? Is there going to be more international, outrage? It'll be interesting, right, to see how they handle it. Because I doubt they're going to go there and not say anything, right?
Right. The Russian government's kind of painted itself into a corner here. It said, you know, on one hand, any kind of propagandizing is illegal and you'll be thrown out of the country. On the other hand, the Olympic Committee, which has been really mealy-mouthed about this, is saying, don't worry, the Russians have assured us that, you know, everybody's going to be treated, you know, fairly and be safe while they're there. This is a world stage, and whatever kind of statements are made, because there will be some, I imagine if there will be a few rainbow flags in the audiences, mm-hmm. in the stadiums, Russian people will see this happening. This whole bogus legislation redounds to the fact that Russian people are talking about this a lot more than they would have had there been no legislation.
Yeah.
So none of these are the crazy laws. So, you know, I think it'll all be ultimately good.
Yep. I think so. I'm excited to see the whole thing. Matthew, and you know I only decided to come out when you decided to put me in your magazine in a lacy dress with my dogs in the Out 100. And I thank you once again.
Beautiful photo, by the way.
Thank you. Got to be something in it for me. All right. Matthew, love you guys at The Advocate. We're going to be doing a lot with you in the new year. Exciting announcements to come. So anyway, thanks so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays, you guys.
You too, Matt.
All right. See you, Matt. All right, let's do one quick one here. Jimmy in El Paso, Texas.
How you doing?
Hi, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Matthew kind of stole my thunder a little bit, but he mentioned the Dixie Chicks early on in the conversation with you.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point out that a long time ago, when Natalie Maine went overseas and talked about how she was embarrassed that being from Texas, that George Bush was from Texas, she endured the consequences of the marketplace, I guess, and people right of center are the ones that led that charge against them.
Right. Yeah.
And it was horrible. It was wrong, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
And it was people right of center who pointed out that it wasn't a violation of free speech or anything like that. So see this happening now, and people right of center trying to protect Duck Dynasty this way is just ridiculous.
It's hypocritical to the nth degree.
Yeah. I mean, it's just all of these, you know, analogies. Like I was talking about Bobby Jindal saying, you know, let's see, it's a messed up situation when Miley Cyrus gets a laugh and Phil Robertson gets suspended. And, you know, my friend Dean Abadal writes, how Jindal can believe that Miley Cyrus twerking is the same as demonizing a minority group is beyond words. And then he's talked about being too politically correct, which is code for someone that wants to be able to disparage minorities without consequence. I mean, yeah, that's a good Bobby Jindal.
The left is tolerant of every viewpoint except those that disagree with them.
Okay. All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Why can't we? Why? I have the right to be a bigot. Yes, you do.
You'd have a right to comment on it. Who do you think you are?
Right. I am intolerant of intolerance. You are right. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, baby. Getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough that drive you crazy as you let it.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, Sexy Liberal Carlos L. Rocky live in studio with us next hour. Joining Sexy Liberal in 2014, very, very exciting. First show up, Phoenix selling out quickly in February. Madison already sold out in March. And Albuquerque going quickly in May, for God's sakes. Whole new show in 2014, very exciting. And thank you once again to everybody that has given to Free Speech TV to bring Mama and the Mooks back to television. See, now you can say, if you gave money, you can say, Mama has a new TV show and I helped.
Yes, indeed.
Like David
it's
in
Radio
D.C.
Radio Shake and Bake.
David in D.C. writes, staff, 10 large. Somebody gave 10 grand.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
God bless you, everyone.
Thanks, Koch brothers.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm sure it was them. 10 large is a little pricey for me, but if I give another $500 for the free speech campaign, will you have a sandwich with me at Subway? Sure.
Computer says yes.
David in D.C., professionally black since 1965.
Nice.
I would love to, David. Jim, who said you can't deny women their basic rights and pretend it's about your religious freedom? If you don't like birth control, don't use it. Religious freedom doesn't mean you can force others to live by your own beliefs. Who said that?
Phyllis Schlafly.
Wow, your guests are getting worse and worse. President Barack Obama.
Close.
So close.
Yeah. You know what? You can quote scripture all day long, but that doesn't give you license to be an a-hole.
And guess what, Duckman? You have a right to be a stupid, racist, homophobic bigot. You don't have a right to get paid for it. Excuse me, Jim? Thanks. Wow, that was... What that man can do with his mouth is really... Think about it, ladies.
Sure.
Think about it.
Speaking. In a John Fugelsang kind of way.
Oh, God. Who wants Sarah Palin word salad again?
A&E. They were absolute quacks on this one. They had just recently rolled out their new slogan from their marketing department, and it's Be Original. Well, that translates with A&E's marketing department today into Be Stupid. To get rid of the most popular patriarch on television today, I tell you, there are other networks that would just nab these guys up in a heartbeat. A&E really screwed up on this one.
Okay. Maybe there'll be a 24-hour homophobe channel somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, Julie says, so maybe we should marry off a Duck Dynasty son to Honey Boo Boo. There's a ratings bonanza there. Boom!
Or to Willow, or Twig,
or Twack.
You know, I've never watched that show, but you're right. The mother does look like a thumb.
She looks, you know, a thumb.
A thumb with eyes.
Yeah.
No offense to thumbs. Big fan of them.
But her head just goes straight down to her shoulders.
Right.
I mean, there's no,
right,
like, tapering for a neck or anything. It's,
right,
the thumb strangest thing.
So the child would be like a thumb with a long ZZ Top beard, which is, you know, it's a look. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's distinctive.
Sure.
Gene in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I'm calling because Uganda just passed a law making it not only a crime to be gay, but prescribing a life sentence. And meanwhile, all these politicians and fundamentalist quote-unquote Christians have been supporting Uganda with $500 million a year of our,
yep,
tax money,
yep,
going over to Uganda and whipping people up against gays. And I think that, like, apartheid in South Africa, Americans need, if supporting that regime, to stop sending $500 million a year to Uganda, divest if we have any money invested in that country until they stop this policy, and call the politicians on sending that kind of money over there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because that's what Jesus said, of course, kill the gays.
What? No.
What?
You know one ironic fact about ZZ Top?
What's that?
The one guy without a beard, the drummer, Frank Beard.
His last name is Beard.
That is ironic. That really is. Thank you very much for that, Jim.
Isn't it ironic?
Okay. Vicki in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm the official giant dog-loving grandma.
Hello.
And my Fred sends love to your Fred.
Aww.
I'm trying to figure out these Christian duck dynasty folk. Because,
uh-huh,
this morning my Christian cousin forwarded me their statement, and they said they've been praying and that they believe the Bible is the Word of God.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen their show. They eat pork.
True.
They eat crawfish.
Uh-oh. True.
Uh-oh.
Okay, they wear wool and cotton.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Guess what you get
for
being the smartest girl in class? You get a $50 gift certificate from Sherry's Berries.
Now, is it only that one little line?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
That's all they care about.
But you hang on, because you are allowed to eat chocolate-covered strawberries in any book of the Bible.
Pork and cheese-free.
Right. Travis, get her info. Free. Send dipped strawberries for this holiday season from berries.com. Click on the mic and enter Stephanie, won't you?
Ooh, yeah.
Thanks so much. Okay. Jay in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello,
I want to know, where's the outrage? For years, Stephanie Miller has been all over the airways espousing the liberal, progressive weight of life and everything like that, and now look what happens. Her employer's kicking her off the air, and I want to know where Sarah Palin's outrage is on that, because quite frankly, I don't see any difference between what happened
right
with her.
That's
and
right.
The Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, exactly.
None.
I got your free speech right here. There's Palin. There you go.
Who could argue with that?
Yeah. Salon has a great piece. Sarah Palin is angry about the suspension of Duck Dynasty star, blah, 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 over his anti-gay, blah, 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 and thinks her constitutional rights are at risk. She posted a photo of herself with the Duck. Oh, there's a Duck Dynasty cast. And with the free speech is an endangered species, the intolerance, hating and taking on the Duck Dynasty patriarch for her voice and his personal opinion are taking on us all, is what she said. And yet Palin entirely misunderstands the First Amendment idea of free speech, which prohibits Congress from making any law restricting Robertson's right to speak, but doesn't protect him from the consequences of that speech.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. A&E's suspending its actor has absolutely nothing to do with the law of the land and has everything to do with its exposure to advertiser boycott and viewer protests, which is in itself another type of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Salon. Yeah, and then, you know, talked about, you know, Bobby Jindal comparing it to Miley Cyrus again. They make the best point. Freedom of speech doesn't mean one is entitled to a job in perpetuity despite incendiary statements. One's employer, if that is in the government, has a right to react to one's statements. If they weren't so selective about it,
right,
if at least Sarah Palin were going to be consistent and say Martin Bashir should not be fired despite what he said about me was awful, blah, blah, blah. But of course not. Of course not. They only, you know, they defend, you know, other people's rights to have their same bigoted views.
And what he said about her wasn't awful.
He was making a
a point about the horrors of slavery. You know, and Sarah Palin casually throwing, you know, comparisons to slavery around when nothing that's going on in America at this moment is as horrible
as
what went on during slavery.
That never happened, according to Phil Robertson. The blacks were happy. They were singing.
Oh, sure. Of course, sure.
Yeah.
He didn't see it.
They
didn't
had
see
a fun
racism.
Boat ride.
Right. All right. Carlos El's Rocky Coffee with Carlos next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
What is that rich aroma?
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El's Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
You've never had the same cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El's Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hello, good morning,
Buenos
Carlos.
Días.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Yo estaba en Miami para hacer un comercial. Y ahora estoy...
Could you please say, hurry and get your tickets for Phoenix Sexy Liberal because the box office has been going crazy since Carlos El's Rocky was added to the Sexy Liberal show?
¿Cómo se dice? You have to comprar billetes, sus billetes. Billetes para el
February 15th?
Sexy Liberal muy rápido.
February 15th, Orpheum Theater.
¿Cómo?
Box office loco, since Carlos
El's Rocky. Box office loco, el 15 de febrero en Phoenix con el nuevo sexy liberal, Carlos El's Rocky.
Thank you very much.
What did I say?
All right. And Jim Ward, a triumphant Seattle sexy liberal. We were trying to entice him to come with us. Come with us on the road in 2014. Whole new show for 2014. It's very exciting.
I told him years ago, you have to get on that tour and face your public so they can see the man that is the genius.
It was Freebird Rockstar. We didn't even get through. Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't even get through the
You know. It's Jesus.
Right, it could have been Jesus. He's bigger than Jesus.
You're bigger
than
Jesus Christ. You are.
You were about ready to walk Jesus himself out onto that stage, but then the crowd demanded, Jim.
Oh, it's only Jesus?
I can turn water into water.
Yeah.
I turn water into urine.
I can do the second coming anytime. How often do I get Jim Ward live? Person. All right. Carl sells Rocky, so we's talking Duck Dynasty, of course. How about that there?
Well, you know, in the words of Dennis Green, Arizona football coach, when I think his team lost to the Bears and the Bears came back.
Not Bears.
The Duck Dynasty guys, they are who we thought they were. That's what A&E should be saying. They are who, it's the minute that there was any inkling that these actors, quote-unquote, or these realist guys were going to do an interview, it was like, no, stop it, stop the interview. Where is he? Get in the car! Oh, my God, all hands on deck.
Don't let him talk.
Like you dropped. Do not speak. Please, do not
speak. Do not speak.
Gene Wilder, no, don't do an interview. Yeah, don't do an interview. We're doomed.
Couldn't they hire someone to stuff his beard in his mouth?
Don't speak.
No,
don't
that's
speak.
It should be harder to find Jesus than it is to find a toy surprise in a cereal box. That's all I'm saying. You didn't find Jesus. You found Jesse the racist.
Yep.
He looks like Jesus.
I love that he clarified his homophobia by engaging in a little racism. He said, I never with my eyes saw the mistreatment of any black person.
That's what his beard is longer.
Yeah. Not once. Where we lived was all farmers. By the way, can I just say Al Sharpton reading this quote? Yesterday, because I thought his head was going to explode. He was going to have his original hairstyle.
Oh God!
He was shouting it even louder.
He got blueberry pie all over his beard.
Blueberry pie.
What he said.
Anyway, he said not once. Where we lived was all farmers. The blacks worked for the farmers. I hoed cotton with them. I'm with the blacks because we're white trash. We're going across the field. They're singing and happy.
Oh, God.
I never heard one black person say, I'll tell you what, those doggone white people, not a word. Pre-entitlement, pre-welfare. You say, were they happy? They were godly. They were happy. No one was singing the blues.
Oh, my God. Gay people aren't singing the blues. They're singing Cher and Madonna.
Exactly.
They're happy.
Fosse.
Hence the word
Madonna.
Gay.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin in Illinois, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Kev.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good.
I listen to you guys a lot, and you guys crack me up every single day. Mm-hmm. So thank you first and foremost for that. That's awesome. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I kind of just had a question. Like, why exactly did the Duck Dynasty guy release this information to GQ magazine? Like, what inspired him to say those words exactly? You know.
Good question.
Posed the question. Yeah.
Now the interviewer didn't say anything about gays. He offered it up himself.
I think it was.
Well,
like,
and that's what I think is really interesting too. Is why in the world would he just come right out and say that? I'm not for or against what he said. I'm indifferent. But I just think that it's...
Really? You're indifferent to comparing gay people to people that have sex with animals or terrorists?
Oh, it wasn't.
Well, I
comparing him exactly.
Well,
close enough.
Yeah.
I would rather not, you know, voice my particular opinion on it.
I think as Chris said, the question with GQ did not say, by the way, how do you feel about a man's anus? That was not the question. But he offered.
You suggesting that GQ kind of baited him into this?
Well, that was what I was kind of inquiring about.
Okay, don't underestimate this man's intelligence. He's a multimillionaire. He's a business owner. He's not a stupid man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he's not easily baited into anything.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be baited into that answer because that's not within me.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, even in his quote about, man should like a vagina, not the other thing. Well, that doesn't explain away
like
anal sex and heterosexual couples.
Yeah. He makes it sound
what?
Like a fun
that
prize
happens?
Bag.
He should be there when that happens.
I'm not sure this. Listen, I've got one, and I don't know what all he's talking about. He makes it sound like a fabulous pinata all going on up there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's a party inside there.
I don't. Listen, I've got one. It's not all that. I don't know what he's talking about. It's like you don't get anything.
I took the watch out of your grandfather's anus, and I put it inside vagina. It's a happier place.
Happy place. We watch.
It smells good. I like
time,
it.
The menstruation's my watch.
For vagina.
All right. Let's time for a little tech talk.
Okay.
Just because people are wanting to know how they're going to hear us coming January 2nd. We're not going to be on a terrestrial radio station in L.A. or San Francisco.
Right. Most other places you're going to hear us on your usual
on
radio
your regular
station.
Yeah. Right. So, however... So if you are not in a city that has a, as they call it in the Stone Age, terrestrial radio station... they're so quaint. Julie says, Mama, tell the old and techiverse people, if all else fails, just go to stephaniemiller.com, click on the Progressive Voices box thingy. It's free, at least it was to listen on PC, and the sound is clear. If you have Wi-Fi, you can hear it all over the house. So there. Mm-hmm. And we're crazy with apps.
Yes.
Progressive Voices.
iHeartRadio, the Stephanie Miller app, the Stitcher app.
TuneIn. Right?
TuneIn Radio
there
app.
There you go.
Yes. And if you have a Roku...
Roku.
Okay.
You can get the Free Speech TV channel where you can see...
Free Speech TV.
You can see us. You can see Tom Hartman, Amy Goodman,
right?
All
yeah.
kinds of...
Bill Press, yeah. Yep. Okay. Gerald writes, Steph, I want it to be known as the official gay process server of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm. Never had one.
I don't think we have.
Serve me.
Don't know what that means. It is the high point of my day to listen to you on Sirius Radio. There you go, Sirius
Another
XM.
Place.
While I'm on the road, I know sometimes I am out serving process in areas where the only thing I get on AM radio is the theme to Deliverance and feel like the only progressive in the whole area. Wondering if you're going to...
The only gay in the village.
It's the only gay in the village. I was trying to figure out, is he going through a gay process? Does he only serve gays? I'm not really sure what he meant by that.
I think he gives
people... He is
people,
just gay and a process
right,
server.
He gives
I
people
see.
Summons.
Oh.
Summons is...
Not to be gay.
No.
Right.
But to
That's
come
how
report.
It works. They got a ring on their finger and they scratch you.
All right.
It's like Pat Robertson.
He picks
said.
People up by the scruff of their neck and takes them to court.
There you go. Much like you will pick me up by the scruff of my neck off a heating grate when we are in my new home studio
exactly.
in January.
Much like the narrow midnight run.
And then you will say what you normally say when you want me to begin the show.
Talk, whore.
There you go. Thank you. All right. Our listeners also helpers, Carlos. Ideas, Chris.
Okay.
For the new show in the home studio starting January 2nd. Tom in Kansas City. Hey, Mama. Just sent in my 100 clams to keep Mom and the Mooks on the TV. Can't wait for 2014 to get here. Thank you. Free speech campaign on Indigo going crazy. Only 42 hours left. Or less than that now. I've been a podcast subscriber, $4.95 a month, yada, yada, yada. Since the dark ages of the Chimpy McCoke Spoon administration,
yes.
You guys keep me saying blah, blah, blah. Since I now own part of the show, it's true. You all, Mama has a new TV show and you all hailed. I've got a suggestion for a show opener: if the Sunset Boulevard descent down the staircase or Olivia's soprano wheelchair idea doesn't work out. I was thinking something along the lines of an Esther Williams synchronized swimsuit musical extravaganza in the palatial Miller Estate Olympic-sized pool.
Well,
it's actually a teeny tiny pool.
What about if we install an ice rink like Donnie and Marie had on their show?
Steffi on Ice.
Yes.
Steffi on Ice.
Of course, it is L.A.
We have a big opening number on the ice skating rink.
It is L.A. Not sure ice is the best idea.
If we can get Brian Boitano back.
Right?
From,
yes!
That's right. The Sochi Olympic Games from Stephanie's backyard. We will freeze snow under nice silver blankets.
You better get Chris searching on eBay right now for a gross or two of those rubber swim caps with daisies and some bathing suits with skirts. If the pool idea doesn't work out, well, with the whole concept of radio and TV, headphones, mics underwater, I would, however, have to settle for a Xanadu-style production number where you come down from the ceiling and roller skate around your living room while twirling lit sparklers to ELO songs.
Okay.
Tom, Kansas City, just a helper. Yeah. Ideas, people.
The Brady Bunch had a short-lived variety show.
Right.
And they had a big swimming pool in the middle of their stage where they had the Croftettes come out and do a musical number while swimming.
Or a basketball gym floor that opens up like It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
And alfalfa falls.
That's right.
Might be a little outside my budget right now, Carlos, but thank you.
How about a bowling alley in your bowling you. Tournament?
Is it still there at Hollywood High? The swimming pool under the...
I think it is. Yeah. So is Jimmy Hoffa. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody gentle down. It's Mary in Tucson. Hello, Mary. Oh, I don't know where she went. Oh, she wants a... She was requesting Jim Ward for Sexy Liberal Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
As people do.
I'll be there.
Everybody wants a little bit of Jim. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know you will. You're going to be there.
And I helped.
Because you're from Phoenix.
That's right.
Short, hot, you want me a city? Or you going to help out?
Cal in Canada, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Hello. Well, I hate to change the subject too much, but I do happen to think I might win for coolest Christmas plans ever. I'm going to, it was confirmed last night, have dinner and attend a wedding with your favorite congressman, Blake Farenthold from the Texas 27.
Oh, God. Why?
And, okay, now you need a little backstory really quick. I am married to an American. I'm a man. My husband is a man.
What? Okay, go ahead.
I am also the son of a politician who is now deceased, but I'm a stark raging socialist with a great big capital S. In Canada, that doesn't get you shot or, you know.
Right. Right. They're like, oh,
people saying bad things about
you. Have dinner with Bernie Sanders.
And I just think that, you know, in Seattle, where he can't bring his gun, where my marriage is legal, and I can smoke a blunt, might cause his head to explode.
There you go.
Put on some Jimi Hendrix, too.
Well, sorry about that. 18 minutes after the hour, we continue sipping coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Roll it. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. We're having coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alzraqui.
That's right.
Who joined Sexy Liberal in 2014, a whole new show. We're so excited. Yes. Here's Mary in Tucson's back. Jim, it's for you. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Jim, please come to Phoenix. I'd love to see you and Carlos do dueling De Niro.
Oh, okay. A little bit.
Come to Phoenix.
We get the tempi, we'll walk. Yeah. We'll do it. It'll be good. It'll be a grudge match. You and me.
There's a lot of holes in the desert. Someone got baddies in them.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah,
from Casino.
Oh, yeah, you have that story.
I have the story.
Yeah, there's a story. Did you see there's a movie with De Niro? This actually sounds
grudge
great.
Match.
They both play retired boxers, which...
With Kevin Hart!
Yeah. I punched him a couple times.
Punched me a couple times, I punched you back. You punched me, I punched you.
Give me the story here. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, because he played Rocky and he played Raging Bull, right?
That's right. Jake LaMotta.
Robert De Niro punched Sylvester Stallone a couple of times while filming a grudge match. The Rocky star admits he wanted to take the boxing scene in the comedy movie further than acting.
I hit him a little bit.
De Niro, he asked De Niro to smash him across the face and knock him to the floor to make it feel like a real fight. I told him, I'm in here. Your Oscars are not going to help you, pal. You're in Rocky Land.
That's going to help you here.
What? What are you saying? What? I don't understand what you're saying. What?
I said, your Oscars are going to help you. This is it. We can see you live forever.
A little bit. You got enthusiasm.
Oh, my God.
Enthusiasm.
You want some raw eggs?
I got a baseball bat.
You want to pile on some meat?
That?
Here's Sexy Liberal 2014. I am going to lay in a hammock. And I'm just going to put Jim and Chris on the stage, and that's...
Jim and Carlos.
Sipping a cocktail. Jim and Carlos.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Are,
that's all those white
useless.
Latinos mixed up. You know what's sad is you couldn't do the female equivalent like Meryl Streep and Diane Keaton in a lovely mud wrestling picture.
No.
You wouldn't want to see old men on film.
No. By the way, Human Rights Campaign checking in on the Duck Dynasty controversy.
It is completely unacceptable to equate homosexuality with bestiality. It is completely unacceptable to assert that being gay is a choice that one has.
By the way, in other gay news, did you see this? The Pennsylvania pastor defrocked after performing his son's gay wedding.
Yeah.
And by the way, how gay a term is defrocked?
Yeah.
We are
you
taking your
frock
back.
Before you get defrocked.
Yeah. Give me that frock.
Well and truly frocked.
He's a defrockster.
United, though, when Methodist Church officials defrocked.
I thought Methodists were cool. My mom actually was a priest in the Methodist Church as well as the Episcopal
Some
Church.
Are, some aren't.
Yeah.
Depends on the...
There's a gay Methodist church on Goff and Bush in San
Excuse
Francisco.
Me? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Just so you know.
Yeah, anyway, he performed his son's wedding. I love this, he's refused to resign. Reverend Frank Schaefer, he apparently made good on an earlier vow he would not voluntarily surrender his credentials as ordered by, I don't know if that's like ripping your epaulettes off.
Yes,
like, your, I don't know.
Branded.
Like, give me the frock now.
Take these robes and clothes and dry clean them.
Stranded.
Give me get that
all
man.
The gay, get all the gay off. Dry
give me
clean
that
them
man
and give
dress.
Them to somebody else. Well, the Pope said that you should treat gays with love and compassion. They're no different than heterosexuals. The Pope.
The new
the guy.
Pope.
The head guy with a pointy hat.
By the way, my friend Michael Tomosky, who I want to date and kiss and marry, in a totally non-gay way, he had a really good point of just the whole hypocrisy we were saying about how it's the whether it's the Duck Dynasty guy and how the right... It's just so, it's so blatant, their hypocrisy. But they were saying, you know, Bill Donahoe, that Donahue, that blowhole from the Catholic League.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because, you know, it's supposedly his job is, the Pope's infallible, right, if you're Catholic?
Right, yeah.
But so he was saying, I was wondering how he was going to react or what he makes of Pope Francis because when Rush Limbaugh called Pope Francis a Marxist.
Oh.
Right. Anyway, Tomosky writes, the tell came when Donahue was asked about Rush Limbaugh's denunciation of the Pope as a Marxist. Can you imagine if anyone on the left said anything like anything bad about the Pope?
Mm-hmm.
He'd be all over TV, right? But Donahue says Limbaugh's within his rights. He didn't like the Pope's views on economics. Rush Limbaugh's entitled to that.
Mm.
Tomosky
oh
says, still interesting, he didn't, you know, defend the only man on planet Earth whom he, Donahue, regards as infallible against a propagandist radio host. But, you know, that's the thing. It's like they don't know where their loyalty lies.
Rush Limbaugh is as powerful as the Pope in their world. You have
Thank
to choose.
You. Thank
Pope
you.
Or Limbaugh.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to Ron in Chicago. You're on with Carlos. Hi, Ron.
How you doing, Stephanie?
Hi, good.
Doing good. With the Duck Dynasty thing, I think it is hilarious how the right is just rushing to defend this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wanted to... provide two challenges, really, for your listeners as well as people on the right who do listen to your show. But I want them to actually go to their job and start telling their bosses how they really feel about them. That's one thing. I want them to also go to their job and start talking about religious and political views. Do both of those and see what happens.
Exactly.
You can keep your job.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've said this a million times, Carlos, but like Dr. Laura said, oh, my First Amendment right. It's like, no, you have the right to yell the N-word 12 times on your show like you did. You know, I mean, but she quit her own multi-million-dollar job.
You don't have a governmental right to your own radio show.
Right. Yeah.
Again, these people, A&E, they were who they thought they were, and I could just see the next executive planning meeting for the new creative. What's going to replace the show? Life with the Gibsons. No, not Life with the Gibsons. That will not fly.
Is it Mel Gibson, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah, sorry, I had to spell it out.
Well, that
might
be colorful.
The Mel Gibson family.
Might I say that the Duck Dynasty people are currently in negotiations and have been since before this... this GQ thing came out, so might be all a negotiation ploy.
Interesting.
29, there you go. 29 minutes after the hour, more Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show. Delicious harmonies. Well, that must be the official girl group of the Stephanie Miller Show. Betty, Amy Ziff joins us now. Hello, my precious little pumpkin.
Nice guitar work.
Yeah.
Yay! Happy holiday.
Happy holiday, angel. I cannot believe I'm not going to be in New York for the big Betty holiday show because it is the greatest. I've been in years past because we've been friends since the Paleolithic era, as you know.
Correct.
Right.
I can't believe you're not going to be here either. This one is going to really just bring the house down.
It is.
It's incredible.
It's this Monday, December 23rd at 9:30 p.m. at the City Winery in Manhattan. Special guest star.
No, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yeah. Sorry, 8 o'clock. And your special guest star is?
Gloria Steinem.
Oh.
Medal of Honor herself. Can you imagine?
Oh,
we're
going to
give her our. We're going to give her our own special little medal that night, to tell you the truth.
you know, not since we first met at Hot 97 when I did the morning drive show there and I came out with a vibrator that someone had just given me and that was our first meeting.
That's right.
You know I've loved you.
It's a good way to meet over vibrators, isn't it? I think
it really
that just starts the whole relationship off to a very understanding kind of way.
It was instantly intimate. The holiday show is described as being filled with music, mayhem, and wine, which is, you know, Tuesday for me. But, tell us about the holiday show.
Holiday show, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you what happens. First we go crazy, then we sing new songs, old favorites, have new wonderful guests, and Gloria Steinem has been doing this with us for years. She does like a top 10 kind of recount of what's happened in the year, and anyone that's ever been around her knows the magic and the wisdom and the amazingness that ensues. And that just like puts the topper on knowing that the year has come to the end, there's new things to look forward to and to dread, and then we can all do it together in our kind of holiday happiness or sadness, whatever ensues.
Now,
was that a good little recap?
Yeah, it sounds very highbrow. I'm very lowbrow, and I thought I knew everything about you. You guys actually travel the world as art envoys for the U.S. State Department.
Oh wow!
Doing humanitarian outreach. What the?
I know. I mean, we just came back from Mexico City. We're doing you know, girls empowerment, LGBT rights, human rights, anti-bullying. We started a program in Lithuania a couple of years ago, and then we've expanded on that and traveled the world as, you know, kind of as part of the great things that happened from America. You would think that we export some horrific things, but now we export Betty into different countries and talk about how we can, you know, learn from each other and do different programs and how you can find your voice through music. Can you believe it?
You are like the anti Duck Dynasty. You are.
We're the Betty Dynasty. How about that?
You are doing the Lord's work in perfect harmony. I love you guys. Give Allison and Elizabeth a kiss for me, and I love you. And we will see you. Yes, ma'am.
Happy holidays. It's sold out, but they decided that they're going to release more tickets at the door and cram everybody in and put more seats down. So just come meet us at the City Winery on Monday night in New York City at 8 o'clock, and we're going to make sure that people sit on people's laps and get just everybody has a good time. We're going to miss you though.
You are my favorite three way. I love all three of you.
And you're our favorite every way.
Mm-hmm.
Just know it.
Yeah.
Take that vibrator and have some good time.
All
happy,
right.
Happy,
you.
Happy.
Thank you, Ari. Love you.
Take that vibrator.
Amy's Betty.
Put it on top of your Christmas tree.
Look, Mommy, the star is shaking.
That's a weird-looking angel.
Look at what he can do.
That angel looks really happy. All right. Let's go to Dennis in Illinois. You're on with Carlos. Hello, Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Wow, that's a hard one to follow.
Right.
Okay. Two things come to mind when you said that the deep rock for the minister. The sheep should be scared. And you're a Bears fan for life. The Brock, the fan. What happened to the amendment about free speech?
Free speech is intact, sir.
Yeah.
Free speech does not include and does not include a right to your own TV show.
It has been stomped on for years. Goes back
stomped
to
on by who?
Stomp what?
Stomped on by who?
Season by everybody.
He wasn't put in jail.
Yeah, you do realize that the First Amendment only prevents Congress from creating laws,
right.
You know, barring free speech.
Right.
Right.
And it says nothing about the A&E network.
Yeah, but the A&E network has higher ups and executives that can be voted out, just like Congress.
Voted out?
Wow, dude. You really have no idea how government works, do you?
Wow, I've got some cartoon career canaries on my head from that call. I think I borrowed Peggy Noonan's cartoon canaries in my head.
They can be voted out. Sarah Palin's going to lead a million-man march on A&E.
And it's her right to do that.
Absolutely.
Let the market decide.
Yeah, have at it.
Yeah, let the market decide.
Have at it. Oh, by the way, this is our last day here, well, live at KTLK. We'll be airing Amazing Best Of, Year in Review Best Of next weekend, yep. New Year's week. But Rocky Mountain Mike says, Steph, if your situation at KTLK is like the A&A thing, does that mean make Clear Channel Debt Dynasty?
Yeah.
Because they're $30 billion in debt, and that's why they got to put all their own right wing shows on their so they can.
Thanks to Rocky Mountain Mike for the beautiful picture of Yosemite that he sent me. I got to look at it from the same angle, but from 38,000 feet on the way back from Seattle.
Wow. So yes. Thanks for your work on Politically Incoherent, the fabulous Rocky Mountain Mike CD. Mm-hmm. All right. Dave in Minneapolis, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Dave.
This is Dave, and I can't tell you how upset I am that you're going to be in Albuquerque on May 10th and not at my wedding, when you yourself said you wanted to be my flower girl.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
well,
dear.
You know what? We should have arranged the flower arrangements better.
I am so upset. In fact, that's the only reason I was having it in May, because you're usually here in Minnesota then. And I had such hopes. I'm kidding, of course.
But, sweet muffin. I'm going to be at the Blue State Ball in January.
Yes, I know. That's January, though, isn't it? It's not May. So you're using your paper calendar.
If you loved me, you would have made your wedding at the Blue State Ball. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Yes,
Chris,
hello?
Would you tell Stephanie I'm never speaking to her again?
Chris, I'm not going to be the go-between for this.
Chris, would you tell Dave
to
make sure my Chardonnay is on time at the Blue State Ball as usual?
If I'm your handler, it will be this time. But, you know, they didn't get me to be your handler. You'll have to put a special request if you want
that. All right,
I will.
I'll get on that. Love you.
You know the thing about the Duck Please Dynasty, stop. Guys? It's probably better off if you would have stayed on drugs and incoherent. You wouldn't have said such stupid things. You know, you're a nicer person when you're drunk and drugged up. When you find Jesus, something goes wrong.
You become an a-hole.
You need a couple of drinks to kill the bug.
I'm telling you, you found the wrong Jesus. You found racist, bigoted Jesse. You found his brother.
Jim in Virginia, you're on with Carlos. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Okay, full disclosure, I am conservative. You can call me a right-wing wacko.
Okay.
A teabagger, if you will.
Okay.
But I just want... So we can maybe move this on to a little bit more of an intelligent conversation. Freedom of speech is not necessarily freedom of consequence.
Right.
And I don't remember Congress or even my wacko friends over there, like Ted Cruz or someone, saying, you're not allowed to say this because I said so. Okay.
Exactly.
So let's get past that part of it. I don't fully understand what he said that was hateful. But I'm not ignorant, okay? I understand that it was extremely insensitive, but
insulting.
I don't understand the hateful part of it.
You don't?
I do understand he doesn't.
Would you like to be compared to a goat or a terrorist? Would that, whatever group you're from?
I didn't get that he compared those two out. I mean,
he lumped it in with bestiality, he lumped it in with terrorists.
I think it needs to be broken.
No, I watch the show and I'm a bit of a fan. So there, once again, I'm a wacko about the Duck Dynasty boys.
Yeah.
There is an episode where they hire a photographer to come over to do his craft and take a photo of the family. And you can tell Phil's just really not sure of the gentleman that comes over. I don't want to stereotype, but he wasn't as masculine as Phil. But at the end of the show, he gets it right, and Phil gives him credit for getting it right, and he does a phenomenal job. I don't know if anyone's seen that episode. I would say, you know, before you start saying he's completely whacked out of his mind, watch that.
Patting a gay person on the head is not the same as acceptable.
Yeah, that seems a little patronizing.
Good job, my little gay.
What did you think of his comments about blacks? He weren't unhappy picking cotton.
I just think he's one more of these people that will eventually grow out of our society that's held us back for so long. He's like at the end, and he just doesn't know any better.
Does that mean we can't say that we were, you know, offended by what he said?
I expect you to say you are offended, and I expect A&E to do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect A&E. This is the most popular cable show on TV, and they're willing to say this is what we believe.
That's a big step on A&E's part. I'll have to give them that. They're taking away a big gravy train for them.
I respect the family says, well, he's our patriarch. We're going to follow him. So be it.
Sure.
Again.
And I think, Chris, that's actually a really good point. That's the times they are a-changing, because a lot of times these situations are not black or white. They're green.
Mm-hmm.
The show likes a lot of money. They're like, it wasn't that bad. You know, but so, no, it took courage on their part. And I say, let's hear it for A&E. Where we are with marriage equality.
I'm not a fan of actor-free television.
Yeah, exactly.
You love The Amazing Race.
Yeah, but it's not really reality TV.
By the way, speaking of the times they are changing, New Mexico Supreme Court affirms same-sex marriage rights.
There you go.
They now join 16 other states, the District of Columbia, and several Native American tribes in recognizing same-sex unions.
So when you go to Albuquerque, sexy liberal, you can get gay married.
Right? Now all I need is a
wife.
Right! 45 minutes after the hour. On it. All right, right back. More Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, it's a cross between beautiful and gross. I want to cry and vomit.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by Pajamagram. Yes, Carlos.
I will wear them as long as they are not made of wool or cotton.
Okay. So noted. You can pick whatever.
I will not wear that material.
Polyester and...
Right.
Drywall.
I want Under Armour pajamagrams.
Scott in Santa Fe, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good.
I'm looking at the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Our state becomes the 17th to allow gay marriage.
Woo-hoo.
I work on an A&E show.
Wow.
And you're coming to Albuquerque. My head is about to explode.
Whoa. Wow. Yahoo. Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Good for A&E, right?
Yeah, I mean, I work on one of their shows called Longmire, which is filmed out here.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't even have to go out on some sort of crazed biblical limb to get yourself into trouble. When you're working for a private employer with such a high public profile, everybody who works on that show, cast and crew, you sign a deal memo that talks about everything from sexual harassment to,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you're to treat your fellow employees. And then for the actors, you know, how they're to comport themselves in public. And that's just part of being employed by a company. I think for all these right-wing folks who are screaming free speech, when you kind of sign your life over to a corporation, let's talk about that, they have a lot of say-so.
That's right.
About what you can
Absolutely.
And cannot say.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, you guys know that. We have sexual harassment training here at the Stephanie Miller Show where they are trained to harass me or they're fired.
She makes me touch her ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you know this, but I was on a reality show earlier this year. And for
Did I allow that? How did I know? I was drunk. Mm-hmm. I was drunk when I allowed that.
I was on a show called Meltdown on Nat Geo channel. Mm-hmm. And I had to sign a release saying that I wouldn't disparage the program, wouldn't talk about any of the secrets or anything like that.
And now you're going to be forced to do household chores around my house in the guise of...
Being surprised that you're being fired from a show for saying comments like that is like a bit like Cratchit going, I told Mr. Scrooge to go F himself, and he let me go. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I have a right to free speech?
Here's a good tweet. The Pope says stop hurting the poor. He's called a Marxist. Some guy on TV says homophobic slurs, and he's just being religious. I mean, that's...
Come on now.
Well, that's freedom of religion to be... Yeah.
He's just getting his religion on.
Yeah, right. Right. That's nice. Let's go to Kim in New York. You're on with Carlos. Hi, Kim.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I actually had two points. You know, he sits there and bows his head and prays every night at dinner, and his grandson is black. William Corey adopted a black son.
On Duck Dynasty.
On the Dynasty.
Okay.
And, well, I was telling the guy who picked up the phone.
Yeah.
I guess I really didn't hear all. I know I heard that he had said derogatory comments about gays and blacks.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say about the blacks?
He said how happy they were in slavery. That he never saw slavery, so it didn't exist. Yeah, they weren't singing the blues. So I don't know where the blues came from.
Pre-welfare state.
They're happy songs, I guess.
Sure.
From the blue people in Avatar.
Yeah,
they were songs from Yo Gabba Gabba, I think. It's fun to be a slave. It's fun to be a slave. Hey, DJ Lance, take off those chains.
Of course, you're the only one in the room who's familiar with Yo Gabba Gabba because you have kids.
I got a kid. I got to watch that stuff. Yay, Aquabats.
And you've got another one on the way.
Another one on the way.
Let's go to Robert in Colorado. You're on with Carlos. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
I want to know why... Bobby Jindal and Sarah Palin and all these other guys hate the American free enterprise capitalist system that they won't let a business run itself.
That's right.
You are the smartest boy in class, and for that, you get a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers. What do you think about that capitalism?
Oh, and I haven't done my Christmas shopping
yet. There you go.
So.
Hold on.
That'll help.
Hold on. Travis, get his information.
Let me tell you something about Bobby.
Send holiday bouquets and gifts from ProFlowers.com. Just click on the mic and enter Stephanie, won't you? Yes, Carlos.
I don't approve of those curry-eating ways of those Indian people. It's not in the Bible. The Bible says nothing about eating curry.
Curry is good, though.
I thought he'd waited almost the whole hour to get me in trouble. Normally, it's just right out of the box.
Yeah,
it's right out. I've waited the whole hour.
Yes.
Well, fire me. I didn't say anything hateful.
We'll just suspend you.
You're suspended until we're back in January. And then I'll come crawling back on my hands and knees. Let's go to Liz in New York. You're on with Carlos. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
Hi, gang. How you doing? I just wanted to make a comment, of course, about the Duck Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Where was Sarah Palin when Martin Bashir got fired? Yeah. How come she didn't stand up for him for his rights?
Mm.
They should have been screaming and yelling. He's got a right to say whatever he wants to say, whether it's about me or anybody else. Plus, I have to bring up something from the past. A couple of months ago, somebody made a remark about you changing your color and you should change into being black. I'm a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You have educated me. You have no idea. But I realized when that person said that, you don't have to change your color because you are what people don't understand we need to be. You're a human being. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the race that we all are. We're human beings. It's no black, it's no white, it's no gray. We're human beings. If we just start looking at each other as just being human beings, maybe we can get somewhere in this world.
Yep,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's ironic is that people want to deny climate change, that the world is changing, there's potential danger, it could come to an end, and they're worried about gays, blacks, race. It's irrelevant when the earth is melting. It doesn't matter who you are human beings.
Yep.
Rusty Swikert wrote an article when he pulled back, looked at this.
You're not going to care what color the person is you're using as a flotation device when we become water world.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Carlos Azraqi.
Yeah?
I am so excited that you're joining Sex and Sex. 2014 is going to be awesome, you guys. It's going to be awesome. Oh, my God.
We're going to be on the bus together, the tour bus together. We're going to play video games.
Oh, my God. Jim's going to come.
Xbox.
Oh, my God. Whole new Sex and Liberal 2014.
Left 4 Dead 2.
Happy birthing. Happy Christmas. And Happy New Year. And we will see you in the new year right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm here. Nobody help me. 6 minutes after the hour. It's just the last hour before vacation, that's all. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Stephanie Miller Show on Facebook. Check it out. You can email us all at the StephanieMiller.com. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Julie in Seattle writes, Steph, good Lord, Mama, perhaps the easiest year ever. Thank you. It's not so much looking forward to 2014. It's saying goodbye, 2013. High time for Valley of the Dolls vacation, isn't it? Booze and dope. Here we come. Oh, yes. Lots of booze and dope on vacation. By the way, enjoy fabulous year in review best of next week on the Christmas week. And then through New Year's, we will be back on the radio live on January 2nd. And very soon thereafter on the Free Speech TV, all 3 hours televised live because of your generosity. It is, incredible. I think in the history of these kind of campaigns, this is like I had broken all kinds of records. Only a few hours left. The Indiegogo, it's a tax write-off.
That's right.
And a poke in the eye to corporate media. So there. We raised the money to help Free Speech put Mom and the Moose back on TV. Doink. Take that. All right. So, yeah, and go to we have the thing up on our Facebook page.
That's right.
Do it. Let's see. Otto writes, Steph and the Mooks, I love you all with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns. Happy you're going to be back on TV again. Us too. You might want to emphasize, time for tech talk again, Chris.
Oh, okay.
You might want to emphasize to the technologically challenged listener that a Roku, say it, Jim.
Roku.
Requires an internet connection to stream the content.
Well.
Some might not quite understand this, especially possibly newly converted listeners with a typewriter with a TV on it who are married to women named Lurline. Mary his Christmas.
Yes, it does require a broadband. Oh.
Right.
Wi-Fi.
It's a way to watch us on Free Speech TV. Right. There's also Dish and DirecTV.
Right.
It's on some cable channels. Go to freespeech.org to find out.
Right. And you can go to freespeech.org to watch us on the interwebs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, Steph and Chris. Andrea says, would you consider adding tech tips to the Stephanie Miller Show website? Perhaps we could. I know you're not tech support. When you went off the air in South Florida, I had to figure out the iHeartRadio app and the smartphone technology. But she did it. But it's hard for people that are elderly like me, Chris.
How? It didn't take you long to figure it out.
For instance, when I first started listening on my iPhone, I didn't know if you bought and installed a Wi-Fi cable internet modem, $50, you could listen online without using up data on your smartphone data plan. I just didn't know. What may seem to be simple tech knowledge to youngsters like you, Chris, may be a complete mystery to a 64-year-old radio listener in your Belinda. It's true. I speak for my fellow old folk. Example, if you buy a smartphone, be sure to get an unlimited data plan. Also invest in a Wi-Fi modem for home use.
Not everybody has unlimited data plans anymore.
Okay, well, I'm just saying they're tech tips from listeners.
Okay,
well.
All right.
All right.
No, but if you get Wi-Fi for your home, you don't use any of your data. So
it's like you're speaking Greek. Okay.
you have Wi-Fi at home.
Right.
Therefore, you don't use any of your data
plans.
My data
at home, I got it.
Right.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Macaroni, the official rapper of the Stephanie Miller Show. Steph, just wanted to say thank you for another great year. Also, thank you to Clear Channel for forcing all of us Steph heads in L.A. and those who listen to KTLK outside the area step into the future of media. Thank you. AM radio will be long gone after the media battle, but the SMS will still be alive in the aftermath. Take our station, we'll find another way. Yeah, you may take our freedom, but you'll never take our Stitchers and our...
Roku.
Right, exactly.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
All right, we're smart, we're liberals. I made my donation along with some friends. Aw, thank you, Mac. But it's not much of a donation as it is me putting in some loot to keep the programming I love alive. I really do wake up with you guys every day. Happy holidays, Steph, Chris, Jim, T-Bone, the chat room, sexy liberals, Steph heads, all the friends I met, you guys like Kenny Pick, Turn Up the Night, Rocky Mountain Mike, and so many more. Happy holidays. See you on Free Speech TV. Do we have a little macaroni? Yeah, that's my macaroni.
When is he going to get together with Richard Cheese so they can be mac and cheese?
Hey! Yeah. All right. All right. And speaking of friends of the Stephanie Miller empire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rocky Mountain Mike. Let's speaking of year in review, best of Rocky Mountain Mike. This is it from Stephanie
Miller Show. You're a race traitor.
Race traitor.
Meaning
you're all welfare queens.
I'm deploying the passenger side airbag. Hold on.
Carlos, danger man. He's taking wiener pictures and using a big name.
Aspersions on my asparagus.
Aspersions on my asparagus. His name is Louie Gohmert, and he don't even try. But short of a load, he's a couple bricks shy. He's my little douchebag. He don't know a whole lot.
The only racist, racist clown boy. Speak for the GOP. Clown boy.
Yeah, Breaker 19, Silver Fox, come back. What is that?
But then I saw his race. Now I'm a teabagger. The government's snooping, you see. On my grandfather and me. Come on, make your money from guns.
Our prices and our product are insane.
Whether in a group or all alone, everything's better when you have your own drone. Drone City, Instagram's up all night long. Bitch and moan and then he's gone.
I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world with blue dolls.
Today, Mitch McConnell stopped the bill to fix my aging crappy bridge.
So when you're settling in with our award-winning service and a strange, bi-curious middle-aged woman offers to shove her tongue down your throat, sit back and enjoy the ride. It's something special in the air.
Yay,
Rocky Mountain Mike.
Yay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right. Joe in Syracuse with questions. Everyone's got questions about the show beginning January 2nd in my new home studio.
Yep.
Yeah. Steph and the Mooks, will the impending move from your Clear Channel studio to your home studio, does this mean Mama was going to have more time for a nightlife?
Confused. Says,
no, I will be an even probably bigger elderly shut-in loser. I will literally never leave my home. Don't forget to come early for the dead monkey funeral. I know you all go to bed at...
stupid o'clock.
You get up at
insane o'clock.
But now that you literally have to roll out of bed to your own in-house studio, does that mean Mom will have more time to go to parties and events at night? Is Mama's social life going to be on the upswing in 2014?
Computer says no.
No, but I will be ready for my, you know.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Ready for my close-up on January 2nd. We're still discussing my entrance. We're deciding between Olivia Soprano's motorized wheelchair down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
To the studio or Xanadu, maybe roller skates.
Sure, they drop you from the ceiling.
Right. Right.
Yeah, while spinning.
Right. We've discussed an Esther Williams synchronized swim show in my teeny tiny pool, or...
I think it should be like this.
Let's get one thing straight, right. And we'll okay. Get along uh-huh. Fine. Uh-huh. My entrance. Lights first, then music, yeah. Then the door, then the carpet. If a mistake is made, someone's head will roll. Would you like to guess whose?
That would be you. Oh, did we discuss the Queen's new rules for the new studio?
Okay.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Travis will come in and just crack the drapes gently. Gently wake Mommy. Pull the little, you know, the thing off my face, the eye mask.
Yes.
Just say, why, good morning, Mama. You look so beautiful.
This is so much like Mommy right. Dearest. I
then
can't even tell you.
You will come up with the first tray, the silver tray with my coffee. Make sure it's strong. You, Jim.
The tray or the coffee?
You will come
I'll be strong. I'm strong.
Right. I mean, one single crumpet, Jim, and you will speak to me as the queen and pretend that Max and Fred are corgis.
We are not from you.
A single crumpet on a silver tray lined with a doily.
You will say that you are a muse because I'm the funniest girl in the world. And you, Chris, will remind me that I'm the prettiest girl. All right.
Whatever.
Wow, this is looking better and better.
All right. You're going to treat me with the same disrespect you always do.
Of course.
You will, as we know, pull me off my heating grate by the scruff of my neck like a kitten, and you will say...
Talk, whore.
Exactly. All right.
Well, can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
I'm guessing because you're not one of my fans.
No, probably not.
Great. So nothing will change. Yes, I will be an elderly shut-in, so Gawker brings us a story. Study, old women lazy as hell. So I'm going to be even lazier.
I love that I sent this story to you.
It's hard enough being an elderly woman in today's society, what with sexism, ageism, those bizarre brooches everyone expects you to wear.
Yep.
So, hey, old ladies, don't make it harder on yourself by being so lazy. Get up and move. Study in the Journal of American Medical Association. The study showed that women spend about 66% of their waking day in sedentary behavior, totaling about 9.7 hours a day. Gawker says, great way to be a role model for your no doubt obese grandchildren, ladies. 2 out of 3 waking minutes of your rapidly dwindling life spent doing nothing more than sitting in a chair, sitting in a car, or sitting in a bar, exercising nothing more than your ample patoot. Thanks, Gawker. That's me. I'm thinking sedan chairs, too.
Sure.
Still, that you guys can all carry me down the stairs.
Yeah.
Are you all right? They step on the same foot at the same time. My, I'm falling off. Okay.
This is going to be so much.
Then we will line up your packages. No, yes. No, yes.
I'd better get a yes.
I've heard. All right. 17,
oh, really?
17 minutes after the hour. People are chatty. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now, what is this mess?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall? Get your back up off the wall. I heard
Stephanie Miller. Oh, I'm on it.
Get it, do it.
Get down on it.
Ah.
Oh, Melina writes, tax write-off. Why didn't you say so earlier? I'm putting my $5 down now to bring Mom in a free speech CD. For God's sake, people. Yeah, of course it's a tax write-off. It's a poke in the eye to the corporate media. Do it. Mom and the Mooks back on the TV. Thanks to your generosity.
By the way, we're at $98,000.
Oh, my God.
We're very close to $100,000.
Come on, do it, please.
By the end of the show, come on. You have, like, 40 minutes left.
Mommy. Okay. All right. Sue in Rockville, also an old lady like Mommy. Hello, Sue.
Hey, I wanted, first of all, to wish everyone a very happy new year and cannot wait to see you on Free Speech TV.
Thank you.
And I have Roku, so I'm even
I'm
ready
sorry,
for that.
What?
Roku.
And so, people who are a little bit older know how to use Roku.
Right.
Well, actually, my husband has to put it on and off for me. But
Do you get sake with that?
Okay, now listen, this thing about sedentary older women, I just want to say, hey, I resemble that remark. Okay, but I'm working here.
Yeah.
I'm moderating the chat room so that I'm keeping the chat room troll-free with Tom and with Prez. We are working really hard.
That's right.
So, yes. Yes.
So it's, you know, my ample butt is partially your fault.
Thank you, Sue. We love you and appreciate you so much.
We love you. Thank you.
Happy holidays,
happy
Sue.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Hey, guess what we're not Lindsey Graham and John McCain are not getting for Christmas, Jim. We're not going to bomb Iran. Jay Carney on the Iran sanctions bill.
We don't think it will be enacted. If it were enacted, the president would veto it. Ooh. And the risk of passing new sanctions now is that doing so would derail the negotiations just when diplomacy is making progress.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing Grampy's not down with that.
No.
Senator John McCain.
By golly, we trust them to sit down and negotiate with us seriously on the issue of nuclear weapons. This is the most narrow view of Iran than has ever happened in history.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Bomb, 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 bomb doesn't approve of something the president... What?
There's widespread bipartisan dissatisfaction with where we are in the Iran negotiations because what the administration really did was push the pause button on existing sanctions, thereby giving the Iranians a lot of relief in return for nothing other than them talking to it.
Excuse me?
I think we should start bombing them immediately. That's the only solution.
Dear God. Katrina VandenHeuvel, our buddy, wrote a good piece about the budget. I thought, in terms of Congress, like, this budget deal, she says the deal finances the government for the next 2 years, reduces the effects of sequestration, the across-the-board cuts that Congress imposed on itself to force a budget deal, which, of course, it failed to reach. In other words, we're supposed to congratulate Congress for reaching a bipartisan agreement that partially fixes something it broke.
Right.
Thank you.
Great.
Oh, and that's the best they can do. So there's something even troubling, even farcical, about lawmakers applauding their own mediocrity, handing themselves medals of participation for just showing up to work on time. I mean, really. Oh, and by the way, Eleanor Clift, Jim.
Wrong!
No, she is right. She says she wrote a piece, Republicans compromise on the budget, but don't expect them to compromise on the debt ceiling. I love this. The budget monster, Paul Ryan, Eddie Munster, had to, because he went on the Sunday show, he had to threaten, like, he has to play both sides. Like, well, yeah, maybe later we're going to have another debt.
And junk.
Right. Mm-hmm. Eleanor writes up, bipartisanship broke out to pass the Murray deal on
Ryan Murphy.
What? That's a different...
It's the Ryan Murphy.
No, there's no Glee at all in
Congress. American Horror Story, although it could be an American Horror Story.
Yes. To prevent another government shutdown, but the right has another hostage in its sights, which means they're still threatening to do this again in March, to take the debt ceiling hostage and threaten to shut down the government, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to see this rerun again. Bernie in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Bernie.
Hi there.
Hi.
Kind of surprised me. I've been waiting online here. I just wanted to tell you that I love you guys, and I've been a long-time listener and watcher.
Thank you.
However, I'm a 72-year-old guy, so I'm an old fart, or older, and you are not old.
Oh, thank you. Chris.
Number two... I have Comcast, and they don't have the free speech channel.
Right.
So I tried all kinds of ways. I even bought a smart TV, and they've got all kinds of things on there, but I couldn't get you on television.
Well, I'm not on
so
yet,
I broke down and bought a Roku.
Roku.
Wow.
Yeah, and Costco has them, and they're cheap.
They are really cheap.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I did all the connections. Their instruction booklet is beautiful. It's written for a fifth grade level intelligence.
Awesome.
Well, so I was
able to get
connected. Aww. And I've got it now.
Thank you, old fart. We appreciate it. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
See?
It can be done.
I think a lot of people are doing it just because they want to be able to say it like Jim does. Hello, I would like a...
Roku.
But you do have to have broadband Wi-Fi.
I recommend the hot sake with it. Chris in Oklahoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Chris.
Wow, scared me there. I have been just sitting here waiting. I hate to jump back to the subject you guys seem to be off of, but this whole homosexual comment from the Duck Dynasty thing.
Oh, we're never off that topic. Go ahead.
Here's my thing about that. Now, I want to lay out first, my statement's probably contradictory.
Okay.
But I'm not anti-gay or for them or... I don't care about religion, politics. I think all those things divide us. As to say something earlier, a lady said, we're all human beings.
Right.
And I think that is what divides us right now. And what I think is funny is that we are persecuting a man for, they knew his opinion before they asked him that question, obviously, from people watching the show.
What do you mean we are persecuting?
Yeah,
A&E made a business decision.
I don't mean...
Right.
What I mean is we're wasting time and energy on something that, to me, is not worth wasting time and energy on. I mean, if we're going to talk about somebody making a statement to us that impacts us that we're going to spend time and energy on, let's
talk about... Well, you're not gay. It doesn't impact you. It does impact gays, though.
Well, you say it doesn't impact me, but it does. It impacts me just as much as it impacts the next person because there's other things we could be spending our time and money on.
It doesn't impact you.
It's a whataboutist.
Right.
Okay, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The next person who wishes me a Merry Christmas is going to get decked along with the halls.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, you know what? With all the Duck Dynasty controversy, we forgot to cover the biggest controversy going on.
What?
Did Kim Kardashian wax her baby's eyebrows?
Oh, yeah.
She posted a picture on Instagram. And comments began rolling in. One of them, her baby's name is North, of course.
Northwest. Dad's name is Kanye West.
Clever. Right, Northwest. Mm-hmm. Are they going to fly on Southwest, or is that not?
Probably not. With as much money as they have, no.
Probably not.
Of course, Obama thinks the baby should be named Jack Ass, probably.
Right. First name Jack, last name Ass. a lot of the posters questioned North's two perfect eyebrows, suggested Kim must have waxed the baby's unibrow. Kim's rep has denied the claims. Kim's defenders are outraged. They have urged stop hating on a baby.
Maybe they used to know.
Not hating on a baby.
Right. I don't think anyone assumes the baby waxed his her own eyebrows.
God, they sound like Republicans defending Duck Dynasty.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right, I just get a no-no hair removal device, Kim, for
Do
God's
not
sakes.
No-no your baby.
You can use it for whatever you want. It's a free country.
Oh, God.
Wesley in Alabama, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Wesley.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hey, wow. Yeah, I just want to make a... Yeah, sorry.
That's good.
I got a two-year-old here.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to make 3 points. First point, I heard somebody yesterday say that Phil Robertson was an intelligent man, and I disagree. I think he's good at whittling. He's not smart. He can make good wooden toys. That's about it.
He's a multi-millionaire businessman.
Yeah,
you can't be a dummy.
I think whittling is an undervalued skill.
You can't be a dummy and be a multimillionaire businessman.
I know that, but Willie made it into the multimillion dollar business. He says that on the show a lot. Second point is I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and I want, this barbaric point of view is not one in a million. I mean, it's pretty much everybody I know except for me and my wife. So.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is...
everyone thinks what?
The same view about gays, blacks, everything.
Who's everyone?
Everybody I know.
Yeah,
everybody I know. Like, I mean, I'm in college, so there's some there, but, like, every family gathering is like an episode of Duck Dynasty for me. It's awful.
Yikes. Yeah. Wow.
And the third point is... Oh, yeah. Third point, I don't know. I haven't heard anybody say anything about this yet, but... I was talking to my wife yesterday, and when he was talking about the front door, back door thing, she was just talking about how offensive that was to her and to women in general, and I haven't heard anybody mention that yet, so
yeah.
I wanted to hear what y'all think about that.
Yeah. I think it's offensive to women because it sets way too high a bar for what's going on in there. It's not like some fun, pinata prize bag in there. I don't know what he thinks is why it's all that much better than a man's, Just
what
saying.
The hell are you...
I'm just saying. He said it makes it sound like there's some sort of magical something that I feel a lot of pressure.
You like to be swung around like a pinata?
No. Arnold in North Carolina.
That's my only takeaway from that.
Arnold in North Carolina.
You swing at a pinata.
My name's on Tyler. I like to weigh in on this thing of a Duck Dynasty idiots, in the right wing. They're troubadours. They're like superheroes when they come to the rescue of somebody's equal rights or their Second Amendment rights and their right to say any hateful thing they want to say. But when people like myself get denied this, the right to vote, they're mute and they have nothing to say about that.
Yeah.
And also I want to say to Jim and Chris, I looked at my crystal ball, man. Beware, beware. I see you guys in tight butler outfits, spinning and scraping, and the music in the background saying, get down on it.
Exactly. Oh yeah, and what's the show? Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
Yes. They said that you guys should all recognize the sound of your own bell. Because I'll have a bell for each of you. I need to ring for you when I need something.
I've never seen that show.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
But you thought it was Downtown Abbey.
Yeah. So. At least I knew it was Downton Abbey.
Oh, I didn't know what it was. All right. Hey, more importantly, holy moly, the free speech TV campaign to get Mom and the Moogs back on TV. Is it $99,801?
Yes, $199 away from $100,000.
Do it, help, Mommy. It's a tax write-off. Okay. and a poke in the eye to the corporate entertainment. So there, that's worth it alone. Richard in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, I had a question and I had a request.
Actually, I've had a craptastic year. Thanks for asking, but go ahead.
Not a problem. Okay, here's my question. Regarding Phil Robertson, I think that, I heard Chris said earlier that the show is in negotiations with Duck Dynasty. I think Phil Robertson purposely interjected his comments because he knew it would be controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no secret that other cable channels are interested in his show.
Sure.
So I believe that he purposely did it, hoping to get out of whatever contractual agreement that he has with A&E.
Mm.
Because I don't think it's going well. I think it's not going well. And he knows that if he gets out of his contract, that at least him open for other cable channels to come in.
Yeah, well, I think in this day and age, Richard, he may have seriously miscalculated, though, you know.
I believe so. And let me say that my first time calling, I've been listening to you for like 12 years. I love the show. And I just want to ask Carlos, would he please do Rocco and Spunky for me?
He's not here. He was here last hour, but he will be back with us in the new year. And he will be with us for Sexy Little 2014, whole new show. Very, very exciting. By the way, we hit $100,000.
It's 100,001 right now.
For the free speech TV campaign, Indiegogo. I love my listeners. I love you. I love you. Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, Rocky Mountain Mike reminds us that I think what they're afraid of is the gay agenda, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the Duck Dynasty type folk.
Suburban Plainview. A day like any other.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, where are you going?
Well, I was going to the bar to watch the fights, but I suddenly feel like going to the gym.
Little did everyone know the menace that lay just around the corner. No one was ready for...
Hello.
Hello. What's happening to me?
The gay agenda.
And in other news, customers are abandoning car colors like red, blue, and yellow and switching their orders to teal, bone, and reportedly avocado. While the Plainview Chamber of Commerce has reported applications for 5 new tanning salons.
The gay agenda. No longer would things be the same.
Yikes.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, hello, dear. What's the matter?
It's that couple down the street, you know. That couple.
Oh, ugh. Yes, sweetheart.
I just found out they got married.
Oh dear. Oh no.
Yes, darling.
So this means...
our marriage is over.
Oh, dear. Our house is just crumbling around us.
Sweetheart, your face, it's melting. Oh, my... Oh!
The Gay Agenda. This theater will feature strong yet subdued uplighting during the last 10 minutes of The Gay Agenda.
Oh, that scared me. Oh, my God. Speaking of scary, Carl in Orange County, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Carl.
Oh, good morning, folks, and sayonara. I've been a loyal listener since you guys started on K-Talk. Well,
here in Los Angeles, yes.
That's the last time I will ever probably say those call letters because I'd just like to congratulate Clear Channel on the dumbing down of Los Angeles with the advent of the idiot. The patriot? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And I'm the Pope of the pumpkin patch.
Oh, anyway, by the way, don't forget, apparently according to the promos, you'll hear real American values starting January 2nd, but there'll be all this socialist claptrap year in review stuff.
Until then.
Right, until then. So listen
American
up.
Values. Anyway, bless you. Happy holidays. Aww. And I'm just wondering, as I exit, if these people in Congress who want to withhold food stamps and such from people who are out of work, you know, they do know something about people out of work because have they checked their own schedules lately?
Yeah, exactly.
Happy holidays.
Speaking, thank you. You too, sweetness. Oh, by the way, we just had a caller from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the death of radio in general that many people refer to, I want to say a shout out. Larry Lujack died.
Yeah.
Who was a friend of mine. He and his wife, Judy, were just, and he called me. I was in Santa Fe for Sexy Liberal. He called me. He lived there. Oh. He just passed away. One of the true radio greats. Our listeners in Chicago know
absolutely
what I mean. Uncle Lair. He was such a nice guy. He used to call me. We had the most hilarious conversations. Just one of the true radio legends. And he just passed away. I was so sad to hear that.
Yeah.
His wife, Judy, found me my nose job doctor in Chicago. There's another fun fact for you. Because, as you know, I left my nose in Chicago.
On Halsted.
She's awesome. Yeah.
On the Stevenson Expressway.
They whacked it off on Wacker.
Yeah.
Don in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Don.
Hello, Stephanie, you gorgeous little girl. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you. Happy New Year. You
all
too.
That good stuff. On the Duck Dynasty thing, two things. Number one, I notice how they're quick to stand up for the right wing, that is quick to stand up for his free speech. But a corporation like A&E, who's supposed to be a person, according to them, doesn't have that right to their free speech. That's a little confusing to me, number one. Yeah. Number two, this guy, you know, the Phil guy, the patriarch, he's a Sunday school teacher, and he's preaching the Bible and everything else and talking about all this stuff that he says are sins. He goes right over divorce and the fact a camel can get through the eye of a needle before a rich man can get into heaven, and he's a rich man, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, so,
and
I mean,
Don,
the hypocrisy
by the way, it's interesting, you know, because somebody just brought up Clear Channel Radio, and people know that they're dropping the progressive format here in L.A. and in San Francisco. And you know what? We've talked about it, but you don't hear us whining.
Nope.
You know what? Yeah. It's America. It's capitalism. It's a free country. They own these stations. They own all these, forgive me, crap white right-wing shows like Glenn
Beck.
And they have a right to put them on their stations. You know, and again, in many markets where they've done that, the ratings have dropped to zero, you know, on sports stations or whatever they put on. But you know what? That's their right.
Well, free speech, I do have DirecTV. We also have a Roku. and, you know, we're going to enjoy you after the first of the year. Thanks for taking my call. And
thank you, honey.
Hey, Chris, keep pushing Stephanie's button. That's what you do best.
I will do that.
Chris, Kim, hey, you keep on because Lee Harvey did not do that, okay?
Of course.
Thank guys. Happy Christmas.
And he gave everybody a little something. Oh, grab back. Guess what Meredith in Fresno did. Hi, Meredith.
Hi, I'm the brain surgeon in Fresno. I pushed us over 100,000. I'm so excited.
Yay, Meredith!
Yay.
Thank you!
You're the one. You did not say Fresno. You said Fred,
exactly.
Fred, yes.
It's because I put that extra $50 in because I want my picture on the Globe supporters page.
There you go.
You will get it.
Aw, Mama got a TV show.
Thank
you. Help. Thank you, Meredith.
I love you.
Whoever said that everybody in Fresno's mean was wrong. Travis is wearing his Fresno, Fred's yes shirt today.
That's right.
Computer says yes.
Fresno pushed us over the top. Yay! 47 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments in this studio. You don't know what's going to happen. I would not tune out now. Okay. Attica. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm very embarrassed for you for what goes on your show. It's just dirty stuff, and you all laugh so stupidly like a bunch of idiots.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, see what you did?
Oh, oops.
You forgot
to
play vacation.
Why didn't you remind me?
Now we're going to be sitting here, and we're not even allowed to be here. Security will remove us because we will be sitting here not knowing it's time to go on vacation.
Why didn't you remind me?
Because this is our last segment in this studio. Oh, for God's sake.
Does it work now?
All right. You and I are programmed from years that we cannot go on vacation. Great year in review, best ofs, all next week and New Year's week, January 2nd, we will be back, thank you, live on the air, and very soon thereafter on Free Speech TV. Can I have some thank you music? First of all, thank all our fine sponsors. Lisa writes, staff, I got my Soda Stream from UPS last night. I was so excited to try it for the first time. Yay.
Yay.
I knew the noise was coming, it still made me giggle. Thanks for the recommendation. I love it.
Although it doesn't quite go shunk.
I want to thank all of the fine sponsors and salespeople here at KTLK in Los Angeles. Robin Bertolucci, who I think is the best program director in the country. Her husband, Don Martin, who was equally fabulous and was our original program director here at K-Talk. John Quinlan, our general manager, who put us on the air. We have a fabulous sales staff, and we wish everybody the best here at Clear Channel. Lots of our friends, they're building... Clear Channel Elves are building my home studio for me now. We want to thank Tony Sorrentino.
Mm-hmm.
He fills in for you on the board.
That's right.
When we're on vacation, runs our best ofs.
Yep.
And Craig Taylor, Rebecca's husband.
Yeah.
Rebecca was going to fill in for Travis when we're on vacation. Craig has helped building me a fabulous studio. And also, here's the irony of what's happening in radio.
What?
He's doing, he does the promos for The Patriot, the new right-wing station.
He does.
He's a fabulous imaging radio guy. And so he's doing the promos for The Patriot, and he's building... a radio studio for me, and he's using like Goldwater quotes in the Patriot thing, and then there's Goldwater Miller signs on my office because my dad obviously ran with Goldwater.
Right.
It's all a weird circle of...
It is.
All right.
Something. But everybody here at Clear Channel has been awesome.
And the Miller High Life sign that you'll see behind me on TV, given to me by Robin Bertolucci, our fabulous director, whose parents gave it, her liberal parents gave it to me because they're fans.
Huh.
1 degree of separation
in
radio. Anyway, we want to thank everybody. We've had a fabulous run, and we continue to be on many fine Clear Channel stations.
Yeah.
Asheville, North Carolina, Madison, Wisconsin. We thank all of our loyal affiliates, and we will. The new year, I'm actually getting excited.
Yeah.
The home studio thing is going to have a really cool reality show feel. That we with Max and Fran alone being on the show is going to be so cool.
It's going to be like a reality show, but it'll be nothing like Duck Dynasty.
No.
It'll be Dog Dynasty.
Right. It'll be Dog Dynasty. With no homophobes, but homos. Okay.
Yes. Lots of those.
Woo!
We're chock-a-block with
lousy
homos.
Lousy with them. John in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. That's why Jim has to be extra straight.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Hello, John in Texas.
How are we doing today?
I am good. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, I didn't hear the Christian right go after Will and Grace show.
Right. Did Will and Grace say something horribly offensive about straight people?
They're talking about their lifestyle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Why would you go after Will and Grace?
Well, wasn't two of the characters on Will and Grace gay?
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's
now, because a man speaks his beliefs, you have a right to go after him. Well.
We have a right to criticize him, yes.
Well, okay, now, so I should be able to criticize Will and Grace.
Sure, sure.
You guys preach tolerance.
Right.
You guys
are not preaching anything.
Y'all know, the gay and lesbian community preach tolerance. You guys are not preaching tolerance.
Why aren't we?
What's his duck? Is welcome to hate whoever he wants.
Absolutely.
But he also has to take personal responsibility for the consequences. This was a business
decision. And take a look at the business decision of Will and Grace.
Will and Grace brought in a lot of money for NBC.
And so has Duck Dynasty for A&E.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but who are you saying? Who should have gone after Will and Grace just for having gay characters?
Well, just right, because they're promoting homosexuality.
How are they promoting it by having gay characters? I mean, gay people exist.
Yeah.
I mean, sadly for you.
And duck call inventors exist.
Sadly for you because you guys want to preach tolerance, but yet you don't want to do tolerance.
Huh?
What?
John,
we're not taking away Duck Dynasty dude's ability to speak his mind.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not. We don't have the means to do that.
Let me close by saying, I know you are, but what am I? Oh, that was the last troll we got to talk to in this studio.
A&E.
Oh, my God.
Mm. But by the way, preach dollars, but you hate
we have to give a consolation racist prize to the guy that put up a billboard honoring Nelson Mandela that has a picture of Morgan Freeman in it.
Yeah.
Oh God. No. Okay.
Morgan Freeman, Bill Cosby, whatever.
All right.
Chris Rock. Yeah.
All right.
What's the difference?
Oh, quick crime stack before we leave.
Okay.
I'm here in California. Flintstone's car stolen from in front of the Sacramento comic shop. Can't they just find the person with the dirtiest feet? Just to know who... Wait.
It doesn't actually
move on ground.
You know, oh, I see.
Meant to float on water.
Really, the Flintstones car, you know, the physics of it just wouldn't work in real life.
No.
At all.
No, not really.
No.
All right.
Plus, you'd have major calluses when you try to brake.
Yeah.
All right. We love you, LA. We will keep you apprised. We love you, San Francisco. We will keep you apprised of new stations in those markets. Lots of new, exciting announcements in 2014. We will see you there.
But we're staying on every other station.
And give money to Free Speech TV. Do it.
Yep.
Okay. Love you, Chris. Love you, Jim. Love you, Travis. Have a good vacation. We'll see you in the new year.